This has been The Change Zone with host Gail McDonald and Susan Sneath. Come join the conversation.
Concerning the issues of life, liberty, and justice, and their impact on individuals, culture, society in America, and around the world, this is The Truth Spoken in Love with your host, Myra Jean. Myra will discuss heartfelt topics facing our nation and our world today, as only Myra can. So please welcome the host of The Truth Spoken in Love, Myra Jean.
You are listening to The Truth Spoken in Love for you. For you. Okay. Do you know one who is perfect in their love for you? Only one. The one who says, you were never a blob of tissue. The one who says, before, I get that, can you see it there? Before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. You were in my care before you were born. So sadly, the word says, all we, like sheep, go astray, turning each one his, her own way. But the one who is love, the Creator, the Lord God and Savior, the one who created heaven and earth and mankind, who formed you in your mother's womb, says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you to myself. I wasn't very cooperative to his love, but he was very patient. How patient has he been with you? It was nearly 30 years till I received his love. To have the love of Almighty God, we must receive him. There are three in heaven who agree, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one living God. I call tonight living in the light of God's love versus darkness. So let's start with the beginning. In Genesis, if you would read for yourself, Genesis chapter 1, 2, and 3, you would get the whole picture of how darkness began to rule. But in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God gave the light and saw that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. This was the physical creation. This was the physical light. The light that God created, and he gave the sun to rule the light of the day, and the moon and the stars to rule the light of the night. I want to share with you how the three in heaven who agree and created heaven, earth, mankind, and formed you in your mother's womb. Why? So that you might come to know him, that you might receive his love, his life, to have light in your heart and mind, to have the will of God, to know what is true from what is false, to know what is good from what is evil. The Lord God, the Father, the living Word, the Holy Spirit. If you read Luke chapter 1, and you have to go all the way down to verse 77-76. Through the tender mercies of the living God, whereby the dayspring from on high hath visited us, the risen sun from heaven, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet unto the way of peace. For you see, there is the spiritual light and spiritual darkness. And only the only begotten Son of the living God, who became flesh, Jesus the Christ, can give us the light for our soul, for our heart, our minds, our wills, to walk in light rather than darkness, spiritual darkness. If you would read John chapter 1, in the beginning was the living Word, the Lord God who became flesh. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And the true light, which lights every person that comes into the world, he was in the world, and the world was made by him. And the world knew him not. He came to his own, and his own received him not. But hope, to as many as receive him, he gives the power to become sons of God, children of God, even to them that believe on his name, which are born not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, not of the will of man, but of God. And the living Word, Creator, Lord God, of heaven and earth, was made flesh, Jesus the Christ, and dwelt among us, and the first people beheld his glory, and the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. If it were not so, Jesus would not have said, I am the light of the world. The one who follows me shall not walk in darkness. Separation from God. Spiritual death. The one who follows me, the light of the world, shall have the light of life. For in Christ, the living Word, he was the light of men. In him was life, and his life was the light of men. And until we receive Jesus the Christ, the Lord God and Savior, Jesus the only Lord God and Savior, personally for ourselves, as our own Lord God and Savior, and are then born again, born of the Holy Spirit of God, born in spirit and in truth, until we receive him. We walk in darkness. We are separated from God. We are spiritually dead until we listen. Ever since we were born, Jesus has, as he says, I've loved you with an everlasting love. With loving kindness, I have been drawing you, loving you, calling you. Have you listened? When I was 10, I went to a camp where they spoke of Jesus, but I did not understand the life that he came to give, the life that I did not have. And I remain separated from the living God, separated from Jesus for 20 more years until I realized I needed to listen. For to do God's way, we must want his way to be ours instead of trying to make our way his. Impossibility. For the wages of sin is death. And in the beginning, if you would read Genesis 1, 2, and 3, you will find where the first man, Adam, woman, Eve, listened to the author of death, of evil, Satan, once a chief angel who wanted to ascend above God himself. Impossibility, but in his pride, he was cast out of heaven and deceived the man, the woman. And ever since that deception, as the Lord God who created Adam and Eve said, in the day you partake in evil, you will surely die. And they did. Death is to be separated from God. Life is to have a relationship with God, to know him in spirit and in truth through his only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ. There is no one else, no other name under heaven except Jesus. No other name under heaven. whereby we must be saved. Saved from death, from sin, from deception, from living in darkness, under the rule of Satan. If you would read Ephesians chapter 2, it says, "For we all once were under the influence of the principality of the air," describing Satan, "until we listen, until we turn and accept God's invitation through his Son, his only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ." Jesus' invitation right now, he says, "Come unto me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. My peace, my life." Jesus is the only one who can forgive our sin, stubbornness, even the ignorance, the stubbornness, the rebellion. Only Jesus can forgive those sins. Only Jesus can take our guilt, our failure. No matter where we've been, no matter what we've done, Jesus will forgive. He will cleanse us from unrighteousness. He will deliver us from evil. And he will heal our souls, our hearts and minds, our will to have a right relationship, a life-giving relationship. When we receive Jesus, Lord God and Savior, for ourself, we receive forgiveness. We receive the love of God. We receive the life of the living God. "Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. For he will give his angels charge over those who put their trust in him." I have, if from a distance I can get my boss to come on. If I can do it from a distance, it's around the corner. I might have to go there momentarily. And so while I go there, let me show you. Jesus, who was without sin, bore our sin on his own body on the tree, so that we might die to sin and live unto righteousness.
And those who already knew him, and those who knew him well, could feel the contradiction from his soul. He came, he saw, he surrendered all, so that we might be born again.
And the fact of his humanity was there for all to see. Unlike any other man, and yet so much like me.
He came, he saw, he surrendered all, so that we might be born again. And the fact of his humanity is there for all to see.
He was unlike any other man, and yet so much like me. Jesus, the living Son of the only true God, and if I could get this to go back to number 4.
Surround.
Until we listen, we don't realize my eyes when I was nearly 30 years old. And when we receive Jesus, we know the truth that Jesus is the living God, creator of heaven and earth and mankind.
So come live your life for a carpenter's son, for a madman who died for a dream. You love the
faith is a gift Jesus gives when we are willing to listen and receive him ourselves as our Lord God and Savior. Jesus opens our eyes and we know the truth that sets us free. So come. The fool, the truthful, the real fool says in his heart, there is no God. But those who receive Jesus know the truth, and the truth sets us free from death, from sin. Follow Jesus, as Jesus says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And I meant to play another one here. And if I knew how to work my little clicker, I call it more. So I will wait until break time and then I will set it. In 1 John, it makes the truth about light and darkness, about life and death. We are born separated from God, spiritually dead, in trespasses and sins, until we receive forgiveness of God, who is for us, so that we are forgiven. through his forgiveness. We receive his love. We receive his life. And I usually put markers in here, and I did. Reading in the first letter of John. And this is the message which we have heard of him, the Christ, and declare unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie, and we do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When Jesus says, I am the light of the world, the one who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Will have life in spirit and in truth. Will have life born again by the Holy Spirit. Will have life now for our souls and for all eternity to live, to pass from death to life. Jesus says, he who hears my words, I've been speaking. Jesus' words are spirit and they are life. Jesus says, he who hears my words and listens to my Father shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life, and shall not come into condemnation, but has already passed from death to life. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy are you, Lord. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy are you, Lord. Worthy to be thanked and praised and worshipped and adored. For Jesus the Christ, the Lord God of heaven and earth, creator of mankind, creator who formed you in your mother's womb to give you the opportunity to come to him and receive life as it was intended to be. Jesus says the thief Satan comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. But I am come that you might have life and have life fully now and forever. Listen to Jesus. His invitation. Come unto me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest, my peace, my life. Take my way upon you and learn from me, and you will find rest for your souls. You will find peace, God's love, joy, and life as it was intended. Tell Jesus you will listen, for he says, come, follow me. Jesus, you are the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. You are the Lord God and Savior. You are the only one who can forgive my sin and take my guilt, heal my pain from going my own way. Jesus, I choose to listen to you, to follow you. Thank you, Jesus, for loving me and saving me with your life. Amen. We'll be taking a short break. Stay tuned. Be right back.
What if there were a super tiny device that could diagnose the brain as smaller than a single human hair? What if you could see inside the brain to help an epilepsy patient during surgery or to help the fight against Parkinson's disease? Dr. Patricia Broderick is proud to announce the Broderick Probe, a biomedical and electronic breakthrough. Imagine a probe to help with the understanding and potential cure of brain-related diseases. To learn more, listen live to the Easy Sense Radio Show with host Dr. Broderick, Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Bold Brave Media Network and TuneIn Radio. And to help support the Broderick Foundation, please go to EasySense.com and learn how, with your help, we can fight these horrific brain disorders. That's EasySense.com to learn more and help support the Broderick Foundation. Author, radio show host, and coach John M. Hawkins reveals strategies to help gain perspective, build confidence, find clarity, achieve goals. John M. Hawkins' new book, Coached to Greatness, Unlock Your Full Potential with Limitless Growth, published by iUniverse. Hawkins reveals strategies to help readers accomplish more. He believes the book can coach them to greatness. Hawkins says that the best athletes get to the top of their sport with the help of coaches, mentors, and others. He shares guidance that helps readers reflect on what motivates them, rediscover and assess their core values, philosophies, and competencies, find settings that allow them to be the most productive, and track their progress towards accomplishing goals. Listen to John Hawkins' My Strategy, Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, on the BBN Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
You are listening to The Truth, spoken in love for you. I'm going to try to play.
Seems like just an ordinary man. Dirty feet and rough but gentle hands. But the words he spoke are hard to understand. And yet he seems like just an ordinary man. Gentle healer, he left our town today. I just looked around, found he'd gone away. Some folks from town followed him, they say. That the gentle healer is the truth, the life, the way. Again, you are listening to The Truth spoken in love for you. One who knows the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, the living God, the Father, his only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ, and the Holy Spirit. They are one, and they are the ones who spoke the heaven into being, the earth, everything on it, and mankind. It is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus says, no man comes unto the Father but
through me. In the world you will have trouble, but take courage. I have overcome the world. To all who receive him, Jesus gives the victory. For God so loved the world, you and I, that he sent his only begotten Son into the world to be the Savior, our Savior. God so loved you and I that he sent his only begotten Son into the world that we should live through him. Without Jesus, we merely exist, separated from God, spiritually dead, until we're willing for God's way, until we're willing to listen, until we're willing to follow. And in this world, because the world is under the principality of the air, Satan, we are warned in 1 John 4, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know we the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. But every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. But those who receive Jesus are of God, born again in spirit and in truth. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. This is the first letter of John, chapter 5. And everyone that loves him, that begat, loves him also, that is begotten of him, loving the Father. Only Jesus can give us a right relationship by the Holy Spirit of God, so that we can call God our Father, Papa, Daddy God, that we can be children of God. Not everyone born is a child of God, not until we receive Jesus the Christ, till we receive forgiveness of our sin, till we receive forgiveness for going our own way, until we receive Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away our sin. Whoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcomes the world but he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God? For there are three in heaven that bear witness, the Father, the living Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one, one true living God. As you see this picture, before Jesus went to the cross to bear your sin, my sin, upon his own body, on the tree, he prayed in the garden. He prayed not only that, Father, is there another way? Is there another way? But knew that Jesus said, "It is for this purpose that I came into the world. The Lord God became flesh for this purpose, to bear the punishment with our sin upon his own body on the tree, so that we could choose to die to sin with Jesus' resurrection, with Jesus who died, was buried, and rose from the dead, so that we could receive Jesus' life, so that we could be born again, so that we could now be children of God in spirit and in truth, now alive by the Spirit of God, and for all eternity, choose Jesus. He is the way, the truth, the life. No one can come to God the Father except through him." Jesus says, "In my Father's house are many rooms. I go to prepare a place for you, so that where I am, you may be also, that we can live for eternity with the living God." My husband went to be with Jesus in eternity 2.5 years ago now, and he joined two of our sons. Our third child had been born 2 months premature and only lived 3 days. But for those in the womb, but for those still in innocence, they go straight to be with Jesus. I have another son with Jesus. When my husband and I had been married 7 years, my husband was listening to lies. He was not Christian, and neither was I. He was listening to the lies of abortion. He was listening to the lie that somehow abortion was good. Somehow it was safe. And he said to me, when I did not know why, he said to have an abortion with our sixth child. Because I was weak-willed, dependent, you might call that codependent, on my husband, depending on him instead of depending on the living God. I had the abortion. Amazingly, the night before my abortion appointment, I stopped doing the cleaning for the child care person to come next morning. And I looked up and asked, "God, is there anything wrong in what I'm going to do? Man says it isn't even life. What do you say?" I expected to hear him. And when I didn't, I thought, I guess it's okay. But in the morning, a clerk from this abortion facility called and said, "The doctor has to cancel his appointments." I didn't remember asking God, was there anything wrong? I didn't make the connection. I wasn't listening. So I didn't realize that God had canceled that appointment. And so my husband said, "What about the next Saturday?" And when I made another appointment, I became responsible for the death of my child. Today in the United States, at least 30 million women, maybe 20, 30 men, are carrying grief from the loss, carrying guilt from the responsibility. But we, as I have been, can be forgiven. Jesus says, "Come unto me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke, take my way upon you, and learn from me, and you will find rest for your souls, hearts, minds, for your life will be made new." I've had the new life that Jesus gives for the following year. I had been invited to go to church by my husband's youngest brother, and so I went, and that night I heard, "I need God's way. I need God's will to be my way, my will." And so I started to talk with God. He hears your thoughts. He knows your feelings. He understands it all. And as I began to talk with him, he showed me the weight of my guilt and grief. And when I screamed inside, "Oh God, I have murdered," that weight was gone. And the peace, the peace of God that passes all understanding was mine. The peace of God, the love of God, and the life I now received. So for me, in a couple years, that'll be 50 years of life instead of 30 years of separation from God, spiritual death. In the United States, because there are many who have not yet received Jesus, when we don't have Jesus, we believe lies, we are ignorant, but we are stubborn, and we are rebellious, because we're under the influence of the principality of the air, Satan. And because if those who are in authority in our world, because some who are in authority are not listening to the living God, instead are under the influence of the principality of the air. And that is why over since 1970s, 80s, 90s now, the United States of America has gradually been leaving the way of God. The way of God is to know Him in spirit and in truth. The way of God is to listen to Him, to follow Him. Our founding fathers, almost at least 50 of the 55 founding fathers knew Jesus. They depended on
the Father. And I have,
if you don't have to get the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States, and in the Declaration it says, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men to derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. I'm the governed, you are the governed, and we need to listen first of all to the Lord God. In the Constitution says, we the people of the United States, in order to have a more perfect union, establish justice, to ensure domestic tranquility, to provide for the common defense, to promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty for ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. And you know, the Founding Fathers knew that when they laid out the principles of the three departments, I call them departments of government, the legislative, the executive, the judicial, that to maintain the rights and liberties of our Constitution, we needed the Ten Commandments. And commandment number one, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, but the freedom of worship, and not to prohibit the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble, to petition the government for a redress of grievances. And we have the wisdom of our Founding Fathers in our Second Amendment and the Fourth, the 14th. But the Second Amendment says, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Cuba fell to communism first in the 1920s. Russia became communist. And then China became communist. Cuba became communist. Recently, Venezuela became communist. And the United States of America is sliding toward Marxist socialism, communism. I have here a testimony from a woman. She's a communist China survivor, and she issues a warning to America. Socialism is only the first stage. A survivor of Mao's communist revolution in China. She shared her experience living under and fleeing from communism. She cautions socialist supporters in the United States from embracing a dangerous ideology and abandoning freedom. She says, I want to say it's so ironic. 36 years ago, I ran away from socialism when I left China to come to this great country for freedom. Today, so many Americans are abandoning freedom and arriving into socialism. They have no idea what socialism is about. I lived under Mao's socialism when the government controls everything and makes all the decisions, big and small, and decides how much grain, meat, cooking oil I could have, what I should learn in school, where I should live, and what job I should have, and how I should think. In the socialist society I lived under, there was no choices. There is no freedom. And that's what people do not know. Socialism becomes such a diluted word, and it's intentional. I can tell you, China is a socialist country. Cuba is a socialist country, and so is North Korea. And they are a socialist country run by communist parties. And what's the difference? What's the difference between socialism and communism? Not much. Socialism is the initial stage of communism, according to Karl Marx. Keep America free. Keep America under the Constitution. Keep America with of the people, by the people, for the people who are listening to the living God, who are walking in His light. Jesus, he who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Have life, be free. Listen to the living God and know Him through His only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ, and be a child of God. Born again with the Father as Abba, Papa, Daddy God, who loves you. Stay free with Jesus. We will take a short break, maybe? Okay. So maybe there is a couple of minutes. There was somebody else wrote an article also. The socialist road is the road to serfdom. And I don't have time to go into that, but socialism, fascism, and communism are of the same totalitarian philosophical school. This school paints a fantasy picture of heaven on earth with all people made happy by abolishing or controlling private property rights. and by the government owning, planning, or controlling the means of production and property, and individual rights and freedoms are eliminated as the government controls and distributes wealth. In other words, the government confiscates wealth from one group of citizens and gives it to another group of citizens deemed more worthy of the elite. Jesus gives us a right relationship as children of God with life, liberty, and he will bring about justice for us as individuals, that we will have freedom. We will have his love, his joy, his peace, that we will know the truth and not be deceived. Accept Jesus' invitation. Come unto me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. I will forgive your sin, cleanse you from unrighteousness, deliver you from evil, and heal you. Jesus the Christ, the only begotten Son of God, there is no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. Come unto me, Jesus says, and live. Have life. Have a life of freedom for your hearts and your minds, for your soul, for now and for all eternity. Know the truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. Jesus says, if you continue in my word, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in you, and let me not be ashamed. I rely on you, Jesus, for your will for me. Grant me the gift of faith, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Unto you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. Jesus, take control. Fill me with your Holy Spirit, Jesus. 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 He loves you. Listen. Follow him. And you will know the truth and be free. Now, I do think that we will have the opportunity to meet once again. For I know the plans I have for you, Jesus says, plans to give you a future and a hope, plans for good and not for evil all the days of your life. Listen to Jesus. Jesus, I want your plans for me. I accept you, Jesus, as my own Lord God and Savior. Take control. Thank you, Jesus, for loving me. Amen. Michael? Now, if I had enough time, I would play for you.
This has been The Truth Spoken in Love with your host, Byra Jean. The truth versus the deception. Tune in each week for the answers on Myra Jean's The Truth Spoken in Love.